family-based violence law 2010, there is a very specific articles that it is punishable evidence. It can be the lifetime sentence can be given by the state parties. So it is well protected by laws. Another issue I like to hear, that was a question, that's about the funding possibility for the OPDs for the intellectual disabilities. So under the JPUF, there is a financial provision that any OPDs can apply for the funding. And at present, more than 100 OPDs are getting a small grant from the Jatiyo Putibundi Unnayan Foundation. About the Mental Health Act, the Bangladesh government commonly jointly with the World Health Organization are implementing a pilot project for implementation of Disability Act 2018, and it is in Bangladesh and Nepal are jointly doing pilots. So it is are working under Ministry of Health, where psychosocial disabilities, mental health, and all sort of torture and violence for the causes of the mental health, which is under Article CRPD, and as well as we have two laws for the Disability Act 2013 and Disability Act 2018 for the mental health, are well covered. One more issue I like to cover, which is for the engagement of the DPOs and OPDs in the different consultation. Actually, for the preparing any country-wise project or the budget planning or under the Neuro Development Trust or the JPUF or the any action plan, there is a structure that government is consult with the OPDs and also civil society organization, and of course when with the formatting any laws and then the policies. So this is a very short and my supplement. If it is missing anything, so I will come back. Thank you.
I now invite our Secretary, Minister of Social Welfare, to respond to the question on the treatment of women with disabilities.
Thank you, Madam Chair and distinguished guest. I am giving the answer relating to the